You're listening to Inside Agriculture. A couple of weeks ago at the Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, our Eric Johnson had a chance to visit with StoneX's Carter Vanderwall on the dynamics pushing the markets.
Corn, it's not so good. I mean, soybeans actually have had a pretty good run as of late. It's not been perfect every day, but I would say soybeans have been up to the top. And then maybe corn, then wheat. You know, corn and wheat, that we need the prices up. But
right.
It's tough to do when Russia's out there selling cheap wheat, you know, and driving the market down. But corn, what should we think about this? Are we at a bottom finally? Can we see the light at the end of the tunnel here?
Right. Well, that's the hope.
Yeah.
From the farmer's perspective, right? You know, it has come a long ways down from where we were. You know, we had a few little bounces in the market this summer. You know, we got north of 6 here in June. We got, you know, back north of 550. I think we maybe got to 575 there in July. You know, we're obviously not there anymore. You know,
right.
We're at we closed the board here today at 451.5 on the December board. I mean, you look at that number and it's like, well, what happened? You know, where did it all go?
Right.
You know, but we look 2-3 years ago, 2020, when we bottomed out the corn market at 340, 350. You know, we're in new conditions right now when it comes to the market. So what we're trying to do right now is find that new bottom. You know, is that new bottom, you know, 450, 425? I think we'll find out here before the end of the year.
I'm trying to figure out if we should go back out and just start planting again because my computer is saying it's 58 degrees outside. I don't think it's 58 degrees in Fargo, but we've just had such a weird fall. And, you know, it's hard. How much impact has that had on the markets? Just this weird weather, the 100-degree first 2 weeks of June like we had. Then we had the drought right after that. It's not 50s, by the way. It's 35. My computer's a liar. Anyway, but how much is our weather? I mean, it has to be a huge part now of what's going on with the commodities.
Right, yeah. If we go back, it definitely had an effect, you know. It's funny how these things change, you know, because if we get rain in the summer, it's obviously, you know, a bearish signal because we're improving the crop here in the U.S. versus if we get rain in the fall, it's slowing down harvest. So it's a bullish signal.
Right.
You know, now that we're past that, it's going to have, you know, minimal effect heading forward here. Like I said, we've transitioned to focusing on Brazilian weather. You know, it had minor effects, you know, soybeans more than anything. You know, we look at that, you know, when the cooker turned on here at the beginning of at the end of August, you know, we had those timely rains at the beginning of August, and then we turned on the heat. So we essentially, you know, about a net wash when
right.
it comes to soybeans. But with soybeans, it's just so hard to tell until you get the combine out there. You know, it's just, you know, with corn, obviously, it's just a little bit easier to get a guesstimation on where those yields are going to be versus soybeans. So.
Okay. Very good. Visiting with Carter Vanderwall, as mentioned, with StoneX. StoneX Financial. You're based out of the Twin Cities, but StoneX is like everywhere, right?
Correct.
I mean, you guys, do you work with folks up in our region here in the northern end of the valley or a little bit south of us? Or
yeah, so I'm mainly in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. I get a little bit into North Dakota, but
okay.
Minnesota, North, and South Dakota are my main areas, and I do get a little bit into the Red River Valley.
And there you have the thoughts of Carter Vanderwall of StoneX. Although StoneX is a worldwide organization focusing on many commodities, including fertilizer and oil, Carter is an Upper Midwest guy focusing on the tri-state area. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Let's take one more break.